Today here in Washington, NPR producer Ned Wharton went to the National Air and Space Museum, and he talked with some visitors about today's tragedy as they watched events unfold on television.
Orbit this morning, communications with Columbia were lost at approximately 8 a.m. Central Time as Columbia flew above north central Texas.
I'm Charles Lane. I'm from Somerville, New Jersey, and we're down at the Space Museum. We just happened to be here today and had no idea just a few moments ago what had happened, and it's tragic.
Nobody has any clue why it happened, and it's just strange.
My daughter has never been to the museum, so she wanted to see, and while we were here, I'm from Baltimore. My name is Casey Gillis.
My name is Yang Li, and we're from China, and this morning we were in a van, and we heard this news, tragic news, and we feel very sorry for this crew.
My name is Kelly Eberth, from Richmond, Virginia. We came up yesterday and heard the horrible news this morning. Just a tragedy. Haven't seen anything like this happen since maybe the Challenger. It was the same, well, not as, I guess, not quite as shocking, because that was the first time anything of that caliber, you know, had happened. But I do remember it. I remember what, you know, a horrible effect it seemed to have on the country.
Gavin Helm from Culpeper, Virginia. We were talking about the Challenger just a couple days ago and what our feelings were about that. So this is just a real big surprise that just a few days after the anniversary that would happen. It's sad. I'm scared about the space program. I'm sorry for the families that were lost, too.
Visitors to the Air and Space Museum in Washington today, they talked with NPR's Ned Wharton. I want to recap briefly what we know so far. The space shuttle Columbia broke apart 200,000 feet over Texas this morning, just as it began to re-enter the atmosphere, a moment when the shuttle itself would have been heating up. It was 16 minutes away from landing at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. A few minutes earlier, ground controllers noticed problems with the hydraulic sensors in the left wing, a loss of pressure in the left tire, and structural heating. NPR's Ira Flatow has been following all these events today. Ira, I'm just wondering, as you listen to this, and obviously we cannot speculate too much, What makes you curious? Where would you look for answers next year?
Well, I think you have to look at the mysterious occurrence that occurred at the launch. There's a breaking off of a piece of this foam that covers the external tank and the hitting of the wing and the underside of the wing. You want to know, did that create some structural damage? You know, did that create a situation where at the toughest moment for the shuttle reentry, and that's where this problem occurred. That's where the shuttle broke up, when it was 3,000 degrees of heat on the edges of those wings. Did some kind of injury to the shuttle, to the tiles? Did it, you know, cause some sort of structural damage?
We just have a few seconds left before we take a break here, but I want to go briefly to NPR's Wade Goodwin, who is in Texas, and he has been traveling through the debris fields tonight. Wade, can you just give us an idea briefly of what you have been seeing today?
Well, I guess the thing that comes home to you when you're out there and going from one place to another and seeing a little piece of the shuttle here and another piece of the shuttle there is that when it blew up 40 miles up, it just threw debris over a 60-mile-wide swath of Texas that runs hundreds of miles long. And I don't know, they're not going to find a whole lot of this stuff. I mean, some of it for sure, but it's very rural out there. It's very piney woods, and lots of it is, these pieces are very small. And I just don't know how much of the shuttle they're going to be able to find.
And Wade, I would imagine in just 5 or 10 seconds that the mood of the people there is not good.
Well, I mean, one of the things that is unspoken, but everybody's thinking about, is the remains of those brave astronauts are out there, too. Okay. And, you know, it's a bit like a funeral.
Thanks, Wade.